Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 640 and today I'm going to talk about codependent relationships. It's one of the things that I speak a lot to, both in seminars, webinars, all my teachings, working with groups, working with individuals. I wrote about it in my book, and the point of sharing the model of codependent patterns is not to say that codependency is a negative thing. It's more to point out and go, if you're unknowingly, unconsciously in a codependent relationship with something or someone, that may be of interest to you to become aware of that, so you can make a decision around if that's something you want to keep doing. Now, the importance of that, the benefit of communicating in that way, is because not all codependencies are bad. If it's serving a purpose for a period of time that you're consciously aware of, then that's really important. And so my example that I continually give with that is that I'm codependent upon my tax accountant, and I'm totally okay with that at this point in time. For me to invest the time, the money, into learning all the things that I need to learn around that he has access to, It wouldn't allow me to do all these things. So that's the kind of thing there where I'm totally happy with that. Very consciously aware that's a codependent relationship, and it works. Now, one of the issues, of course, with the fitness industry is that a lot of people unknowingly search out a codependent relationship, both as the coach / trainer and as the client, which becomes an issue when that relationship stops. For whatever reason, their person stops training or something, and the person reverts back to where they were before, because they were only getting the results because they were accountable to a, let's call it, a rescuer. So within a codependency, let's say you're playing below the line. So imagine a whiteboard. You're going to write codependent. You're going to put a line above the word codependent, and below the word, you're going to put a triangle. At each point of the triangle, the top point, you're going to go, you're going to put rescuer. At the bottom left, when looking at it, you're going to put victim, and the bottom right, you're going to put aggressor. Now, each one of these needs each other to uphold this identity. Now, playing below the line, by the way, that triangle itself is called the drama cycle. So playing below this line is where there's a lot of prisoner mentality, a lot of blame, and so forth. And so the difficulty of this is that it keeps us within this relationship. Now, this happens within relationships between people. I grew up in difficult situations where we saw this between my mother and her choice of partners. Now, what's also interesting is that we can do this with things, such as, with objects, that is, with such as coffee. So I'm the victim to the day, and I can't start my my day without my coffee because it rescues me, right? That's just a small example of a codependent pattern. Neither negative nor positive. It's just something that people may lean into. And so what often we see in codependent relationships is needs-based relationships. I need this to happen in order for me to feel X. I need that person there in order for me to feel strong enough to do something, right? And so this is where it becomes a codependency based on sometimes shame. It could be based upon conditional self-esteem, conditional self-confidence on both factors. Whereas I feel good, I feel confident when I'm telling people how to better their lives, but they then need me, which means that I'm not actually educating them. I'm usually attracting the type of people that need me, and then, of course, well, look, when they finish stop training with me, they go back to normal. They should just keep training with me, right? That's the kind of thing that we see, and so there's no actual development in that. So if you go back to the whiteboard diagram, above the line, above the codependent, and then the line, you'll see dependent, independent, and then interdependent, almost like rungs on a ladder. Now, when we say dependent, the person's first learning to be depending. They're depending on themselves, so to speak. Independent, the person becomes more adaptable, or rather creative, should I say, with situations and starts to come forward with ideas and how to deal with certain things. And interdependent, the person's fully adaptable, and they can be put into different situations and scenarios, and they can adapt to those scenarios based upon the context that they're interdependent with. And so, and the skill set and the development. So the key thing here is that it's not always about going, let's get everything for everyone at all times to interdependent. That's not possible. What it is about bringing awareness and consciousness to and going, hang on a sec, what am I codependent with? What are my goals? And what do I need to move forward with in order to be able to become more dependent upon myself or independent or interdependent with these particular factors so that I can not just achieve my goals, but actually be my goals? And the ways that we move through that, the ways that we move away from a needs-based relationship to a choice-based relationship is through education and through love, through feedback. And when I say love, I actually mean there's two, right? There's the, let's say, self and other. With self, it's the love of going, I can grow, I can develop. And so that self-love is actually more self-acceptance of going, I deserve to be able to find out my potential. As silly as it may sound, but do you give yourself permission to find out your potential? And if so, what do you need to do in order to do that? And so that's what it means when I say love. Love from other is compassion. And so it's almost like other is the higher reaching down and self is the love reaching up. It's going, I can, you know, I have the ability to be better at this, to progress and to pursue my potential. And they're reaching up, not hating the lower, but acknowledging it and moving forward. And so the compassion from the higher reaching down, and this is actually where a lot of our teachers and mentors come from, is not about going, the lower is the dumbest fucking thing, it's so shit to be down there. That's compassion, which is the higher reaching down to the lower saying, you have the ability to do so and I'll hold space for you. That's what I mean when I say love. A little bit more complicated than just, you know, buying flowers or some shit. Anyway, so when I say education and feedback, the self and other rule also plays a role. And so think of feedback as in, what feedback am I getting from the environment and the world around me? And what feedback am I getting from myself? What feels right for me? What am I learning? Let me just self-assess and reassess on based on where I'm at and where I want to go and how does that fit together? And so with the ability to objectively go through the feedback for ourselves and from others, we can then once again take that feedback on and move forward. And then education is all of that put together, and all of a sudden we start to get a recipe of progression. And from that, we have the ability to move from this codependent, needs-based relationships of victim and prisoner mentality that keeps us locked into the areas where we are right now and where we've been for so long. We have the opportunity to progress and move forward. Not to get things right, but to be okay with getting things wrong. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Minding Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. Otherwise, from alphathetaflow.com, and you'll get one personally signed by me. I'd love to send it to you before Chrissy. That'd be a great little gift. Or you could give it to a friend, of course. But if you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, then keep an eye out. I have some programs coming in the new year. There's also a 21-day program for all you guys as well. I'd love to see you on that. But that's it from me for now. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.